from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Can you feel the NBA starting to percolate a little bit?
Well, better. Season's over finally. Jesus.
Yeah, there's some things happening around the league. Malik Monk is going to go back to the Kings. What does that matter? Well, Malik Monk is on some level comparable to a Klay Thompson. Both were sixth men this year for a big chunk of it. Does that impact Klay Thompson? You got Gary Payton II opted in, $9.1 million. The Warriors are going to have to deal with Chris Paul and Kevon Looney next week. You got to figure out what they're doing with Looney on the 24th. They can waive him or they cannot waive him. It's the Warriors' call whether they want him on the team or not. Chris Paul, non-guaranteed next year. So he's got $30 million that's unguaranteed. So the Warriors could guarantee that if
Chris
they want
Paul
him.
Chris Paul II.
I don't want to do that today.
You will.
No, we're not going to do that.
Well, then we will.
Who did that? Lubman? Was it? Lubman doesn't do stuff like that.
JP3.
That's a Spadoni special. That's a Spadoni special. All right, so let me just start.
Right.
Let me just start the show this way. I got two things about the Warriors, and then you can have at it. 888-957-9570.
Well, you do know we have 4 hours, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
What do you mean?
I mean, you said you had two things and then I can have at it.
Oh, yeah, then I'm out. two things and maybe this will get the ball rolling.
You got to get till 2 o'clock is what we got to do.
Yeah, got to get a little reaction. Not get a reaction, but I want to know. I'm going to say some things and tell me if you're on the same page or I'm smoking early in the day. I don't know. Okay, here we go. I'm driving home last night and thinking about Klay Thompson. Yeah, what are they going to do? He's going to test the waters, this, that, and the other thing. What's he worth? 20, 22, 18, how many years? And some people are not going to like this. But I think it's got to be legitimate, or I think it's legitimate. So Draymond Green signed a 4-year, $100 million deal last offseason. He's got a player option for that last year. Draymond's making about $25 million. Here's my question. After everything this team's been through for 12 years, Steph, Klay, Draymond, 12 years, can you really not pay Klay Thompson as much as you're paying Draymond Green? I'm sorry. If I'm Klay Thompson, I can't take less money than Draymond Green. After everything that's happened, and how I approached my career and how he approached his career and the kind of players we were and the kind of players we are, I would have trouble taking less than Draymond Green if I'm Klay Thompson. So if I'm Klay Thompson, I'm like, here's how I'll come back. Give me 3 for $75 and give me a player option that last year. Then I'm good to go. Other than that, I think it's going to be tough for him. I really do. I don't understand how you can look at both those guys now and say, well, Draymond's going to make 20% more for the rest of his career than Klay Thompson. It just was on my mind.
Well, I think you told on yourself when you said the players they were and the players they are.
Sure.
Because the player that Klay Thompson was, you're right. There's no way in hell he's taken less than Draymond Green. In fact, he's always made significantly more than Draymond Green. But if we're talking about the players they are, well, then, yeah, I could make a case that Klay Thompson should make less than Draymond Green.
And 39% from three.
Is that your goo?
Yeah.
That was a one. Who's the better player, though? You're the one that talks about how Klay Thompson's just going in the wrong direction.
Well, he is. So is Draymond.
Who's the better player?
I'm gonna play the argument from Draymond or from Klay's side, and the side would be, well, first of all, I'm Klay Thompson, so I'm not going to give you that Draymond's better. But even if Draymond is better, whatever he's better than me by, it's mitigated by his behavior and my behavior and his approach and my approach. So if he's a 20% better player than me, fine. But you can't reward him after all he's done on and off the court and then penalize me for what I've done on and off the court.
Draymond gets penalized for what he does on the court that affects how much he is off the court. Klay Thompson gets penalized for what he has done on the court, which is not been as good of a player. I mean, you've highlighted this for about a year and a half now. Like, he's not the same player.
Neither's Draymond.
Yeah, but you didn't answer my question, though. Who's the better player right now?
Draymond.
Okay, so why should Klay Thompson make more than him?
Klay should make more. No, he shouldn't make more than him. He should make as much of him. Because I feel like they're the same right now, in essence. They're both falling off, and they're... Like, here's what I'm saying. I'm not saying the Warriors should do this. I'm saying if I'm Klay... and you're not going to pay me what you're paying Draymond Green, I'm out. That's all I'm saying. I could see Klay feeling that way. I also think there is something to, you know, whatever Klay's role is going to be here next year, I don't think he wants to come off the bench. And
well, then how can you pay him as a starter?
I'll tell you why. No, I mean, like... I was just listening to the morning show, and I think they're kind of right. Can Klay really come off the bench if Pajemski or Moody's starting? Can you? Of course he can, but can you ask him to do that? Can you give him that choice? Hey, here are your two choices. We'll give you 2 for 40, and you're coming off the bench. That's it. Take it or leave it. That could be a scenario which I see Klay saying, I'm out.
Well, the reason why he would make as much as Draymond Green is purely emotional. Like he's a as important part of this dynasty as Draymond Green is.
Right.
So that's why he would make as much. But if you're asking me who's the better player right now, it's Draymond Green.
Yeah.
And if Klay Thompson is going to come off the bench, then that's another reason that you couldn't pay him $25 million.
Malik Monk just
got less than 20 a year.
I guess my question is, why is he coming off the bench? Are those two guys better than him?
No, because he's better coming off the bench.
Better.
I mean, statistically, he was last year.
Well, I mean...
he scored as many, if not more, points in fewer minutes on better shooting percentages. So it would be as much for him, and that would be the... I think that's the hang-up. I think the hang-up is the role and probably the amount of years.
Well, Monty Poole of NBC Sports Bay Area reported Klay wants 3 years. Klay wants 3 years. Okay, let's start there. Can you give him 3 years? Because again, and like I get, listen, and I'm not disagreeing with anything you said. I'm just kind of presenting my point of view as Klay. I would think that Klay sees it. Not that the way Klay sees it is right, or not that the way Klay sees it is what he or the Warriors should do, but just the way he sees it. And I mean, he knows that circumstances have changed, but the bottom line is he can go into the Warriors and say, are you telling me that 1 year ago you gave Draymond 4 years with the fourth year player option, and now you're offering me less than half of that for 2 years? Like, well, Klay, you know, Monk's making 20. You're going to be coming off the bench. You're not the same player, so... what do you think? 2 for 40 a year after Draymond gets 4 for 100? I think that's what Klay would mean when he's like, Yeah, that's disrespect.
It very may well be. But the Warriors told on themselves last offseason. The same offseason that they paid Draymond Green $100 million is the same offseason they offered Klay Thompson $2 for $48 million.
Right.
So they wanted to pay him less than Draymond Green a year ago.
Maybe that was the holdup a year ago.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. He told him to kick rocks.
Right.
But what's changed in a year? Like, did Klay make up enough ground? Did he prove what he wanted to, which was he is worth more than that quote-unquote lowball offer? Because that's what, like, I'm just talking as I'm reading the room. Like, I'm reading the Warriors right now. They offered him $2 for $48 million. He said no, well within his right. Okay, so bet on yourself. You have a free agency year. What's changed?
Well, that's a good question.
Like, what has changed between the time the Warriors offered Klay Thompson 2 years and $48 million and now when he is in all probability going to be a free agent?
Well, I'm not going to answer that, but I'm going to ask the question to everybody at 888-957-9570. If you're right, the Warriors offered Klay $48 million over 2 years, that means he would, had he taken that, he'd make 24 next year and 24 the year after that. Okay? So he turns it down and he bets on himself. If you're Klay, do you think you deserve the raise? And if you're the Warriors, do you think Klay played well enough to up the offer or to lower the offer? Like, that to me is the question is, okay, you turned down $2 for $48 million last year. Here we are in the exact same place, and you got your $43 million. So we're actually at the exact same place. Do you think Klay Thompson thinks he earned more than $24 million that they offered him last year?
I don't think he earned more, but I think he always thought that he was worth more. Like, that's why he turned the offer down in the first place, because it was a disrespectful offer in his mind. I don't see any reason why that offer has changed if you're in the front office of the Warriors. Like, why would it go north? If anything, it's gone south. The dollars per year.
I don't know. I mean, I think
what Klay Thompson is or was hoping for is that the market would dictate that he need a higher price. And the first guy off the board at his position just signed $4 for $78 million. And the last year he's making $21.5 million, and that's Malik Monk.
Yeah.
So if Klay Thompson, and right now he's trying to figure out, okay, am I a starter? Where can I go start? Because I think that's what he wants. And yes, like, okay, Klay Thompson is perhaps a better player than Pajemski and Moody right now. Some people might say no, but I think he is. Okay, well, Manu Ginobili came off the bench. Like, who was the starting two guard throughout the years in San Antonio? Were they better than him? You know, like, there have been other good, like, Lou Williams might have been better than the starting two when he was coming off the bench for the Clippers and then for the Hawks. Jamal Crawford might have been better than the starting two when he came off the bench for the Clippers and for other teams. But they knew their role. And I think that's what Klay Thompson is having a hard time figuring out, is what he wants his role to be.
Let me, like, I want to be clear. I'm not saying the Warriors should pay Klay 25.
No, you're saying if you're Klay Thompson, there's no way in hell I'm taking less than Draymond.
Right. And my broader point is that if you look at it from both sides and you start thinking about what Klay would likely want, and as we get closer, what the Warriors would want out of Klay, I'm starting to think the writing is on the wall that he will not be coming back. That's kind of what I'm getting at. I'm not getting at Klay wants 25, the Warriors should pay him 25. I'm saying if I'm Klay Thompson, I could see why he doesn't want to take less than, let's say, a guy like Draymond Green. I can see why he sees that Draymond's got 3 more years under Draymond's control, so why can't I get 3 years under my control? And it's the kind of thing that after knowing about, you know, after watching Klay for 12, 13 years and knowing how he is, I think, can you reasonably say you would understand if that's his point of view? And I understand the Warriors where they're at. And I just think it's going to be hard to come up with a number that satisfies both parties. And then you start to really think about, is this really going to be how the first guy ends up going? And it might be, but it's big. It's emotional, and it's almost less basketball important now than just, you know, what it means to the fans and what it means to the core players and what it means to the organization. I mean, we're getting close to Klay Thompson maybe not being a Warrior. And you might say, well, duh, no kidding, Steiny. Well, you know what?
I mean, anytime someone tests free agency, it's because you couldn't come to terms.
Right.
I mean, Draymond chose to become a free agent because he opted out. Klay Thompson doesn't have a choice to come back. Like, he didn't have a player option. So, and yeah, like, this is where we were always headed, I think. They said that they were far apart the entire season. You know, 2 for 48 is the only number we have on the table so far. Money Pool's reporting Klay wants 3 years. Maybe the Warriors are saying, look, the offer's still there. Like, 2 for 48 is still on the table, Klay. And if he says, I want 3 for 72, they might say, well, that third year is going to be a problem.
But it wasn't for Draymond. I mean, I'm just playing Klay's point of view.
No, I know.
And that's why I think, you know, this is one of the things that's hard to wrap your head around, because, I mean, you really want Klay to be the first of the big three to leave? And then why is he leaving? Is it more circumstance, or, you know, he doesn't want to be here?
I don't think it's because he doesn't want to be here.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's, I got to get out of this place, but Klay can be the kind of guy, you know, he's stubborn, and it is about respect, and I'm sure he thinks the respect is earned through the paycheck. All right, we're going to get into this a lot today. 888-957-9570.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.